Good evening, everyone. I want to call to order this regular assembly meeting. It is Tuesday, June 22nd, 2021 at 7 p.m. Tonight, the Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Assemblymember Powell.
Our Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Assemblymember Powell. So we have one ceremonial matter tonight. This is an exciting evening. We have a promotion of our Wrangell Police Department officer, Nicholas Pearson, to the rank of sergeant. And so, Lisa, I don't know if Tom's going to carry the water on this. Chief, please.
Hey, thanks for coming tonight, guys. Tonight we're here to promote Nick Pearson to the rank of sergeant. Nick was born and raised in the state of Colorado. He met his wife, Brianna Mork, while he was attending Fort Lewis College in Durango, Colorado. They have three children, Timothy, 13, Jackson, 12, and Liam, which is 3 months old, brand new model. Brianna was born in Wrangell, Alaska, and is the daughter of David Mork and Vivian Prescott. Nicholas and Brianna moved to Wrangell in 2017. Nick has over 9 years of law enforcement experience, previously working at Fort Lewis College Police Department in Durango, Colorado, and the city of Farmington, New Mexico Police Department. Nick was hired by the city of Wrangell in 2018, and he's currently an NHTSA standardized field sobriety test instructor, and he holds an intermediate level police certification from the Alaska Police Standards Council and has an associate degree in applied science and law enforcement from the University of Alaska Southeast. And also, he's heavily vested in the community. He's involved with his kids at school. That's one thing about Wrangell is our officers have their kids that go to school here. We're very involved in the community, and I think Nick will be a great, he's showing great leadership within the department. I think he'll be a great addition to this rank of sergeant. So if his wife would like to pin his badge, add his badge of sergeant. There you go. It's kind of tricky. First test, Nick. There you go.
There you go. Yay.
Never seen without enough words.
Sergeant Pearson, would you like to say something?
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity, and I look forward to learning the responsibilities and moving forward.
Okay. Thanks.
We have some refreshments. There's cake here, so Sergeant Pearson, you got to get your family up there first, because I see that all the department heads have hung out for cake, so it could go ugly here. Please get up there, and we'll adjourn for recess. For 10 minutes. And we are back in session at 7:15. Thanks to Shauna Buness for the cake. Absolutely delicious. And congratulations again to Sergeant Pearson. Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Yes. Assemblymembers Morrison.
Here.
Ryan Howe. Dalrymple.
Here.
Powell.
Here.
Corson?
Here.
Gilbert?
Here.
And Mayor Kasanka.
And I'm here. Item 3, persons to be heard. Section WMC 3.05.040C states that the chair may call to order any person who is breaching the peace or being disorderly by speaking without recognition, engaging in booing or catcalls, speaking vulgarities, name-calling, personal attacks, or engaging in other conduct which is determined by the chair to be disruptive of the meeting. Any person so disruptive of the meeting of the assembly may be removed and barred from further attendance at the meeting unless permission is returned to return or remain is granted by a majority vote of the assembly. Tonight we have one person to be heard with a budget question. Caleb, did you want to do it now or wait till the budget?
I can wait till the public hearing.
Perfect. Okay, we'll do that then. Thank you. Will you, Lisa or Kim, remind me if I get moving quickly here. Any amendments to the agenda item 4? Hearing none. Any conflicts of interest tonight? Assemblymember Gilbert.
I have a conflict on item 13E, the school maintenance funding, the $100,000.
I don't think you need to recluse yourself from that. I think I appreciate you declaring the conflict, and unless the assembly disagrees, I'm going to say that you have no conflict on that. Any other conflicts of interest tonight? Thank you. Okay, hearing none. Item 6, consent agenda.
Move to approve consent agenda as submitted.
We move. Do you have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Morrison, moved by Gilbert. Any discussion? Hearing none. Poll vote, please.
Assemblymembers Dalrymple?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Item 7, Borough Manager's Report. Lisa.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just have a small handful of additions to things that are in the packet. I do want to apologize. I reached out to Alaska, my contact at Alaska Permanent Capital Management, to find out about resetting my password, and I think she must be out of the office because she hasn't responded to my email yet, so I apologize. I'll make sure that that investment report's on the next agenda. That's why it wasn't in there. But I do want to make sure that everybody understood the remote seller sales tax monthly reports that are in there. Those were clear, I assume. Okay, we'll continue to get those in the packet as well so you can see those. And then new information that I have, in case you haven't seen it, which I'm sure you have, our new fire truck arrived on the night, what, I guess it was June 9th, yes. And I know that Chief Buness was scared to death, I think, as all of us were, as the forks were lifting it off, and you could see the forklift sort of shimmying. Please put that down, please put that down, please put that down. Along with that, we have gone through the exercise and finished closing out the community development block grant that we got in the amount of $337,750. They had withheld a 10% payment from us until the fire truck physically arrived. They will be sending that 10% payment to us. So there were $24,000. The assembly approved a match of $112,000. $24,000 of that match wasn't spent. It also was not carried forward in the FY21 budget. So there are some appurtenances, pertinent equipment that needs to be ordered by the fire department. So we're going to ask for that as an amendment coming up here in the FY22 budget. I just want everybody to know that's not new money. It was money that had been previously allocated once that went back into fund balance. So also, if you haven't driven by, the new totem pole of the museum sign is up out in front of the Nolan Center. And I want to thank Denny Leek for his outstanding artistic arrangement of that. It's just beautiful, just gorgeous. Cool. And I want to thank the city staff. We had a combination of crews from around the city come together to get that pole stood up. So my thanks to everybody there. For those of you who didn't know that, and I have not previously reported, the Chugach Ranger boat is actually at the Nolan Center now. It is out of the yard and at the Nolan Center. It's still shrink-wrapped, and we have a lot of work to do, both the Forest Service and us, to move forward with that, but it we're making baby steps for sure with the boat. Mr. Mayor, at the last meeting, one of the things you had asked for was the hospital asbestos report to be able to take a look at. We have the asbestos report and then the other engineering deficiency reports that were done by AMC engineers. We are planning to have a work session on the 13th. We can email those out to you guys if you would like, if that's what the assembly would like.
Yeah, I would appreciate that.
Okay.
I may not be
all
at
right.
That
we'll
meeting,
get those emails.
That'd be great.
The other thing I wanted to actually have the chief, there you are, have the chief mention is the police boat is being used. So
we saw it's in the water.
Are you out fishing there, chief?
No,
what's going on?
It's been out about 2 or 3 times a week. We're trying to get it out and document it, so we'll bring that. It should be included in your monthly.
Perfect.
The assembly probably is, it's not on the top of your mind, but we had a PERS and an SBS audit conducted of FY19. That was one of the unfinished items we realized was still out there. We were given an extension to respond to the findings that they had, and we got that response to them today. And so as soon as we get that information back, we'll get the report out to the Assembly about that. But I wanted to let you know that we wrap that up. I also have good news that I'd like to ask Mr. Wador off the cuff to report on. We have our water quality report for May. So if he would speak to the HEA5 levels. I have that information if you don't have it memorized.
I do not have it memorized, but we did receive our quarterly report from May, and we are well in compliance on our HEA5s. When we crunch the numbers for our running average, we are still a little bit over. And I believe the number was somewhere in August, if we are below, I believe it was either 115 or 130 parts per billion, we should be in compliance for our yearly running average. Last year was a bit of an anomaly with the large number that we saw in August. So if you don't look at that anomaly, our historic numbers for August, we should be able to be within compliance for our yearly running average. That's what we're hoping for. That's what we're shooting for. And we have been making some adjustments. And we had Primazone here in town recently, who is the company that provides our ozone generators and things like that. And so we'll be coming with some more suggestions and things like that to try and keep things in good order there and keep ourselves in compliance.
We were actually at 29 for our HAA5 level for May. So that helps. As Tom indicated, our running average is down from 81.3 to 77.28. And the number is actually, if we're below 110 for our next monthly reporting or testing that DEC uses, if we're below 110, then we'll be back into compliance, as he said. So. Yep, that's good news.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Go. And we are going to continue to just test monthly so that we have those monthly numbers to know what that is for the safety of the public.
Especially as we go through some of these adjustments and things like that and see it throughout the year, and as water quality changes, it will be very important for us to continue that monthly testing. And also the monitor that we had purchased here this spring, the UVA 254 monitor, will help us see things more in real time. So that hopefully we can be quicker on adjustments than quarterly testing, as we've been historically.
Thank you. Lisa, anything else for you?
I do, just a couple of things. As I mentioned earlier, we have a work session scheduled on July 13th to go over the water treatment plant update there. One of the things that has also come up is additional information on the effort for the public safety building and the hospital assessment. So depending upon, we might try to squeeze two things into that meeting. I'm not sure that's a good idea, but we'll get back to you and let you know. The other thing I wanted to mention is when I get back, I schedule a work session to go over that idea of the assistant to me, whether it's a assistant city manager or assistant executive assistant. Want to talk through that with the Assembly. That's something I know that you guys want to make sure is being done timely. With that, I have fallen short on getting the outline set of goals that was discussed during my evaluation to the Assembly, so that everybody has that, and I will make sure that gets done right after I get back from Belbies. Just with the budget stuff, I have not been able to crank that out. And finally, again, I will be out starting tomorrow. I'll be on the morning jet, and then I'll be back on the afternoon jet on the 30th. Kim will be the acting city manager. I've got notice on my phone, and I have sent out, I have an auto response on my email for people to get in touch with the clerk if they need immediate assistance. And I am available if there's an emergency or an emergent need, of course, always. So. And with that, Mr. Mayor, I think that's all I've got.
Thank you. Any questions for the city manager? I have a question regarding people who are delinquent in their accounts and leave us with the bag, or they somehow, you know, they settle it or whatever. Are those people allowed back in the harbor? Like, do we, and are they prepay if they are?
Yes.
Do you want Steve, come on up. Yeah, no, no, Steve, please. Thank you. I appreciate you jumping in like that.
Good answer.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to
hear. If they're on the collections list, they are absolutely prepay or don't tie up.
So let's say somebody defaults or they settle their debt for pennies on the dollar or there's some agreement, but they have gone through and at some point basically the city has taken a loss due to their inability to pay. Are they prepay moving forward or do we start extending credit again?
I'm not sure what account we're talking about, so.
So if, let's say I have a debt to the city and I go through collections or I make an arrangement to pay pennies or, you know, like, so I pay 50 cents for every dollar I owed. Is that person then put on prepay moving forward? Because
say yes.
Okay. Thank you. That was my, and so if I'm running around raising hell with leaving my boats all over Southeast Alaska and not paying my bills, that person's on prepay. They will never be extended credit. Yes. Thank you. That's what I need to know. Thank you. Any other questions?
Well, concerning your question, if the city goes into an agreement with someone to pay pennies on the dollar, that comes before the assembly.
That's
before
correct.
That occurs.
That's
okay.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
Any other
questions? I have a question. I guess it's for the chief of police.
Tom, will you come up? Because people can't hear you at home if you... Thanks.
I'm just... have a question regarding the apparently abandoned vehicles in the Heritage parking lot. Are we making any progress on?
We're kind of. It's a multi-layer approach. So yes, we're aware of them. I would love to tow them, but we have no tow truck to tow them. And if we bring them up to the impound lot, then we're gonna have to. What do we do with them then? We have no way to get them off the island because they're basically abandoned. So we're going to try, we can bring them to the impound lot. We're just trying to figure out how we're going to do that because we don't have a vehicle. And the only thing we can do is lift them up with a front end loader and work with Tom's group and try to do some of that.
That's what I'd like to see happen. So we'll be working on that.
At one point, we purchased a very expensive trailer with a winch. And I know that we brought in the car from the accident on the bluffs, was put on that trailer and brought into town.
That trailer is up in the impound lot, I believe, but I didn't see a winch on it.
No, just kidding.
No, I didn't see a winch on it. It's a tilt-down trailer, but I did not see a winch on that trailer.
Was the winch on the truck?
No, it was on... Chief Finesse, do you remember? Wasn't the part of the process?
The one on the trailer, yeah.
I'll have to look. I guess I didn't
see it. So basically, the trailer will tilt, and you have a winch, and you winch the vehicle up right onto the trailer and take it, and then just pull it off. You know, I hang a chain off something and pull it off.
Yeah.
So we did that when we lost our... Don't you remember we authorized that? It was very expensive. And everybody keeps saying we don't have a tow truck. We bought this trailer because we don't have a tow truck.
I'll go up and take a look at it. I didn't think it had a winch to it, but I'll go up and check it.
Yeah, double check it. Okay.
It's just, you know, they're an eyesore. And the last two or three days with the crab opening, parking can be at a premium in that lot.
And, I mean, I'll be the first. I mean, I've discussed it with certain people on the council and Lisa that, you know, it's not just there.
Oh, no.
We have a lot of other cars
that
can be towed. And, you know, I mean, the dilemma that we really are in is that we don't have a barge that comes in and takes the cars that we do have. I have about 10 up there now that need to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they've been there for years. We just don't have that way to get rid of them. And
I know.
I've been told Shorty, and I don't know his last name.
Tomsgard.
Yeah, I was told that he was going to do it. We've reached out to him, and he won't give us a date. And it just... I don't know. I don't know where else to turn. I've called Petersburg. They're kind of in the same boat. Everybody's kind of in the same boat. I would think with the price of metal going up, I was kind of hoping somebody would show up, you know, and do them. So, yeah, we're on it. We're well aware of them. There's another one down in one of the other harbors
right.
too.
Right.
Thanks, Chief. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay. Thanks, Lisa. Kim.
So,
Wayne, you're up.
Thank you. So just a couple of things. Hopefully you all saw that for the upcoming election in October, and I know it's a long time away, but not for me. starting the free stuff on there. So we have in the Borough Assembly, the Court Commission, and the School Board, we have 2 3-year terms available for all three, and one-year term available for all three unexpired terms. So it's going to be a pretty full ballot. Let's see. Also, we do have, the only other thing I have is on the 13th that I had sent out an email to the Assembly, and a lot of you replied, thank you so much. And if it's an agreeable to the Assembly, we'll go ahead and schedule a special meeting to occur before the work session to approve a couple of contracts that are going to be closing just prior to that. So we'll start at 6, I think. It should be very fast. So other than that, I don't have anything.
Thank you. Any questions for the clerk? Looks like you're off the hook, Kim.
Okay.
Mayor and Assembly business. Does anybody have any reports for the Assembly, from the Assembly? Hearing none. Mayor and Assembly appointments. There are none. Public hearing. This is a public hearing regarding the fiscal year 21-2022 budget. And with that, I will declare the public hearing open. Is there any administrative report?
No, not other than our previous discussion, Mr. Mayor.
Is there anybody who signed up under persons to be heard? Caleb, you're up. Please go up to the podium with your question.
Okay, so do I need to introduce myself or anything?
You can say your name.
Okay. Hi, I'm Caleb. I'm the reporter for the Wrangell Sentinel. I was going to call Lisa about this question, but by the time I actually came up with the question, the meeting was going to start in like 10 minutes anyway, so... I was looking at the general fund. I see that there's about $1 million, give or take, of revenues over expenses. And I was just a little bit confused on the money that's being transferred out to the Parks and Rec fund and the remaining $644,000 that's being left. I'm curious about which revenue stream specifically that money is coming from. Is that remaining 600-something thousand, like the American Rescue Plan money, or is that coming from sales taxes? Where is that money actually coming from?
Mr. Mayor,
Yes, please go ahead, Lisa.
So in answer to the first part of your question, the transfers out to the Nolan Center and to Parks and Rec are transfers out because both of those are what are considered special revenue funds. And the reason that those are set up is that any revenues that come in from those programs automatically stay to help offset the cost of running those programs. Neither one of them are self-sufficient, and so the general fund transfers money out to cover the remaining costs. So that's why there are those transfers out.
Okay, thank you.
The second part of your question is, that surplus that is there is a summary of all surplus. I can't tell you exactly what it would be in the end. We have an estimated amount of sales tax revenue that will come in. 68% of what the total amount of sales tax that is generated is automatically transferred into the general fund. And right as I said in the work session, right now we have the ARPA funds sitting in the general fund, and the Assembly will have to make a very calculated decision as to how they want to use that. So that money may end up being pulled out of the general fund. Right now, it's just a summary of all of the revenues over expenditures.
Okay, but it would be correct to say that it is mostly ARPA funds and sales tax.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
All right, is there anybody else who would like to comment for the public hearing? Not hearing anyone, I will close this public hearing and we'll go to item number 12, unfinished business. This is a resolution number 06-21-1592 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, authorizing the sale of public land on the public surplus website in conformance with Wrangell Municipal Code Chapter 16.12, specifically Lot 5, Block 59A, Industrial Subdivision, amended plat number 85-8, Wrangell Recording District, postponed from the June 8th meeting.
Move to approve resolution number 06-21-1592.
Been moved. We have second.
I'll second.
And seconded. Paul moved. Lisa?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. At the very good suggestion of Assemblymember Powell, we went back and took a look at whether or not it would be a viable option to sell the armory property over the public surplus website that we've started using. And Kim went and did all the research and met with the folks at public surplus, worked through all the details. And we are back with an amended resolution asking to authorize the sale of the armory property on the public surplus website.
Thank you. Any questions for Lisa?
I have a question.
Yes, Ann.
How much of a percentage will they take from the sale? Is it like a 5%, 6%?
So it's 5% if we collect the money, and it's 8% if they collect the money.
But it's not a commission, it's a premium.
It's a premium.
So it doesn't come out of our money.
It's a buyer's premium.
They pay it on top of.
Okay, so it's a buyer's premium. Correct. Okay, so it's like a realtor's fee.
And what we were suggesting to the assembly is for us to collect the money. So essentially the way it would work is if somebody wanted to, can I explain this? Is that okay?
Yes, please go ahead.
So if somebody wanted to bid on the property, they would be required to pay a buyer deposit of $500 with public surplus, and then they could bid, and whoever won the bid, they would be required to pay the 20% within 3 days, sign a purchase agreement within 3 days, and then within 60 days, they would be required to pay the remaining amount. So say the property sells for $110,000. So the $110,000, I would add 5% to that. And that 5% would get sent to public surplus. And then we would get the $110,000. And then the $500 that the winner would pay, that would be reimbursed to them through public surplus. And then the, say, one person bid and seven others didn't win, immediately they would be reimbursed their $500 deposit.
Excellent. Any other questions? Yeah, go ahead.
Just a question is why do you want $500? Is that just
to show that they're serious?
To show that they're serious. I don't want someone to get
earnest money.
Yeah, I understand. I just want to make sure that's what it was for.
Yep.
And the $500, that's a low amount. Just working public surplus, there's divisions, and this division is the real estate division. So essentially, we will, if the assembly approves this, and I'll open up what they call an island account, and the island account will have different terms and conditions based on real estate.
Excellent. Thank you. I don't hear any other questions. Poll vote, please, Kim.
Assembly members Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Persaud?
Yes. Item 13A, resolution number 06-21-1594, the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, adopting the budget for all funds of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska for the fiscal year 2021-2022.
Move to approve resolution number 06-21-1594.
Been moved by Gilbert.
Second.
Seconded by Powell. I think we don't need much more preamble on this one. We've just sat through an hour. So is there any questions or comments that anybody wants to make prior to the vote? Poll vote, please, Kim.
Yes. Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Persaud?
Yes. Item 13B, emergency ordinance number 1003 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, extending the borough's declaration of emergency related to the novel coronavirus, COVID-19. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you coming tonight. pandemic retroactively from May 26, 2021, and granting authorization to take actions necessary to protect the public health during the emergency through September 30th, 2021.
Move to approve emergency order number 1003.
Been moved.
Dalrymple seconds.
Dalrymple seconds. Powell made the motion. Lisa?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Again, this is us just asking to extend the emergency declaration for funding purposes. We're in the midst of all of this with our CARES Act and with FEMA public assistance, and because the state's declaration is not in place, we really feel like we need to have this. Again, we will take no action with regard to implementing declaration actions without coming to the assembly and without just cause. So this is really just a placeholder.
I think it's So is that it? I think this is important that we stay, like I've been pushing to sort of stand down, but we need to stand by. I mean, we still need to be at a ready to be able to jump on things quickly if something gets out of hand. And we're seeing some weird variants showing up and so on. And so we just, I think it's not a bad idea that we maintain this moving forward. It also may well allow us to access further assistance on things that we may need to do, so.
Mr. Mayor, if I may add, the interstate travel mandate, and this is actually my fault, I failed to recall, even though I got this one on here, that one is expiring June 30th. So the state has decided to extend airport testing past that June 30th deadline. They're going to continue that. So if there is interest by the assembly, I can bring the interstate testing ordinance back if you'd like to see that continue to happen.
I think it's not bad for us to revisit things as we go along.
Okay, I'll bring that back.
So any other questions or comments? Hearing none, poll vote, please, Kim.
Yes, Assembly Members Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor.
Yes. Item 13C, Resolution Number 06-21-1595 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, authorizing the Borough Manager to enter into a Memorandum of Agreement with Royal Caribbean Limited, DBA, Silver Sea Cruises. Boy, one word can really make a difference.
It's between a Canadian and American.
My dyslexia just kicked in. I'm done.
Oh. Move to approve Resolution 06-21-1595.
We move. Do you have a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Corson, moved by Morrison. Lisa?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm going to actually ask Ms. Rushmore if she could be available to answer any questions related to this. Carol, do you want to give a brief rundown, or do you prefer?
Sure. So CDC is requiring that all of the ports that entertain these larger cruise ships have these port agreements. And there was sort of a regional committee with the state that put together sort of protocols that you will find within this document. Many of the agreements with the other ports and other cruise lines have already been signed, and this is more or less a duplicate of those with some changes specific to for the Silver Muse. And talking with their representatives yesterday, basically said everybody on board will be required to be vaccinated, and the document says 95%, but that's sort of to take precautions as some may only have had one vaccine, but everybody will need to be vaccinated. They will have testing available on the ship, but will not be doing a testing program unless you show symptoms of something. And at that point, if there are people that suddenly should show up, they'll turn around and send the ship back to Seattle. Or if they're near a port that has the medical abilities to treat and then transport, they will do that.
Sorry, Carol, could you please repeat that last part? If they have somebody that shows up in transit, what is their plan with that person?
So if they're close to probably Juneau or Ketchikan, they would, in previous negotiations with those communities, try to transport the individual to the hospital depending on what their symptoms are, if it's a life or death situation. If it's not, they would quarantine them on the ship. Leave them on the ship. Yeah, okay. So it's only if it's a life or death situation that they would take to the hospital.
Perfect. Thank you.
In this agreement, we also delegate our public health capacity to the Department of Health and Social Services. All of the ports have.
Okay. Implications to that?
You know, we had our attorney review this, and he did not indicate any concern about that. It's specific.
So can the state dictate our public health policy at that point?
It's only with regard to the ship.
Right, but that's 1,000 people. That's half our population.
Basically, what they were telling me, knowing our limited capacities, they would not be trying to offload any passengers. They would be turning around and going back to Seattle, assuming that it's not.
No, I appreciate that. Just want to understand a little bit more that delegation of our public health policy removes that from our own control to the state. And I just am curious what the ramifications of that could be if, like...
Well, in talking with Brian Fisher, who is with Department of Health and Social Services, they're the ones that are signing off on the, Commissioner Crum signed off on the document on the, our behalf, but in speaking with Mr. Fisher, it made it sound like there is still, if something should be happening, there would be huge communication with the local onshore port facilities and medical facilities. So it's not like they would be making all decisions, but they, yes, they're in some sense responsible in these port agreements.
What's the population of that ship, when it, like the capacity?
500 something?
Yeah, it's
552 or something.
Yeah, I don't recall.
Okay, well, the lawyers looked at it. We'll assume he's done due diligence.
Yes. Yeah. Cool.
Okay. And Silver Muse is only planning to be calling here 3 times.
Perfect. Any other questions?
Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
I know this one is for Silver Sea, but Carol, do you... think that we'll have other ships also wanting to do this for Wrangell?
This summer, no.
Just this one.
Any other questions? Poll vote, please, Kim.
Yes. Assemblymember Skelbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
And Mayor Kasson?
Yes. Item 13D, Ordinance Numbers 1004 of the Assembly, the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the zoning map to effect a change to lot Y2, tract Y, USS 2321, from light industrial to rural residential 1.
Move to approve first reading of ordinance number 1004. Move to a second reading with a public hearing to be held by, on July 27, 2021.
Been moved by Powell.
Second.
Seconded by Morrison. Lisa?
Ms. Rushmore, come on down.
Carol's getting a workout tonight.
I'll let her speak to this as well.
We know how much she likes to talk.
So it was, a while back. I can't remember the dates right in front of me. But a while back, the Planning and Zoning Commission had reviewed the potential zoning. The Assembly was sort of discussing the cleanup and what would be happening afterwards. And you all had a long meeting concerning that. And the P&Z at that point had recommended to rezone to rural residential. The reason being all the land uses surrounding this property, while some are zoned light industrial, the actual land use is rural residential, our residences. And so P&Z has upheld this recommendation, is moving forward for that recommendation. Adjacent landowners were notified and asked if they wanted their properties to be rezoned as well, and they said no. Well, we didn't hear from one of them. The two others, Mr. Malinek and Mr. Byford, had said no, they did not want their properties to be rezoned for light industrial, but except that the land use of this would be rural residential. The P&Z also, and I inadvertently omitted it from this agenda by accident, but they are also recommending a modification to the rural residential zone to add condominiums to be allowed in rural residential if sewer and water are available to the lot. Because that was one big discussion that the Assembly had had way back when as a potential use in rural residential. So that will be coming to you at your next meeting as well.
Thank you. Any questions for Carol or Lisa?
Just for the listening public, this is for the old Byford property.
Anyone?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just have a quick question for Carol. Have we assessed the water usage that's going to be necessary if they put condominiums in there? I mean, I'm just looking at that, and I'm looking further down on the mill property, where they're saying they're going to tap into city water.
And the institute.
That's what I mean. And the institute.
It's part of the institute properties, right. And so we'll be actually looking at the future.
Okay, I mean, given that we have a tendency to run out of water occasionally.
Yes.
So
they have to all be considered for sure.
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions or thoughts? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Kasson?
Yes. Item 13E, approval of use of fiscal year 21 maintenance funding by Wrangell Public Schools up to $100,000 for certain maintenance projects.
Move to approve use of FY21 maintenance funding by Wrangell Public Schools up to $100,000 for certain maintenance projects.
Good move. We have a second.
Second.
Moved by Gilbert, seconded by Powell. Lisa?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. As the agenda statement indicates, the school district submitted a request for funding for a portion of the $100,000 that the borough allocated in the SRS fund for maintenance. But when that, and I had it scheduled on an agenda ready to go, but when I looked over all of the information, it was a portion of it was for operating expenses. And so I went back to them and said, no, I need new stuff. And they got me new stuff a little while after that. And frankly, I just haven't had time to get back and sort through the complexities of all of it, because some of it's, I just need to make sure. And I want to ensure that we get this money to the schools for the FY20. But I just need to make sure it's okay with you guys if I spend that money for appropriate maintenance stuff.
I have some concerns that we don't know what the list is. We're approving this without...
A significant portion of it, Mr. Mayor, is the money that was approved two fiscal years ago for the HVAC upgrades that they did. That's like $67,000 of it.
I guess what bothers me is it's a lump sum that we're approving with no background information whatsoever. And I don't know how much that is and why wouldn't we just approve that. It seems a little bit loose, and that if they sent you a list and the list already had errors in it and you had to send it back, I'd not really, personally, I would much rather see the list in its entirety. And I don't know if there's some timing issue or something going on, but it just seems a little bit incomplete.
I think we can probably still make it work to close out FY21 if I bring the list back to you in July. So we probably can do that. If you want to postpone this, I can.
We can postpone it or vote it down and have it brought back. I don't know what, Kim, what do you think is the easiest?
Voting it.
Because it would be different.
It would be a different motion. That's correct. Yeah, if you guys want to vote it down, that's fine.
Or postpone it indefinitely, and that way this one would go away.
Well, this is just my opinion too. I don't, I'm not saying one way or the other. Assemblymember Powell.
Didn't we, the last time we gave them money and stuff, weren't they like to come back and we'd approve, like, if they $40,000, okay, we allocated up to so much.
Up to $100,000.
Right. Okay. So why are we not just allocating up to $100,000 with approval of what they're doing?
So what I was at, you guys, the money is already in the budget for FY21. The policy that was set is that we would come back to the assembly to get approval for whatever those uses are. I have not been able to delve into the details of their resubmittal, and I wanted to make sure we were getting FY21 money to them. So I was asking you guys to essentially approve me authorizing the expenditure of up to $100,000 to the school on legitimate maintenance efforts. But the mayor has indicated he would like to see what those actual expenditures are.
But I thought that the last time we did this, they came back to us anyways, before we made the expenditures out of that $100,000. Wasn't that how it happened?
I wonder if you're confusing the expenditure of the $200,000 of COVID money.
The $100,000 that we approved last year for maintenance
capital improvement projects.
Maintenance of the schools and stuff like that. It was for maintenance and stuff.
Yes.
For the schools. And when they said, hey, we want $30,000 to do this wall,
right.
It came to us and we said, yeah, let's go.
True. That's correct. And so they submitted something to me for approval, and I had it on a previous agenda, but part of it was stuff that was not, in my opinion, maintenance. It was for, like, property insurance. And I said, this isn't eligible. I'm not bringing this forward. I'm taking it off the agenda. And they got me revised information, and with everything that's been going on, I just haven't had time to deal with it.
Okay, I understand that, but we didn't have a big list the last time we approved up to $100,000 either.
I think part of it is that the list is coming a bit late. That they did items along the way previously.
Exactly.
Now they're doing all the items at once, and so basically we're being asked to approve sort of a whole slate of items, which is fine by me.
Okay.
I just would like to know what the slate of items is because that it is outside of our normal operation to just approve a blanket sum and then have you go. And, you know, I appreciate that it's bumped up against the wire, but I really think we need to have a process.
Okay, I'm perfectly happy with that.
Okay, I'm just going to call. Sorry, any other comments? Kim, call the roll, please.
Sure. Assembly members, how?
No.
Corson?
No.
Gilbert?
No.
Morrison?
No.
Dalrymple?
No.
And Mayor Pisano?
No. Item 13F, resolution number 06-21-1596, the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 2021 budget in the miscellaneous library grants fund by transferring $3,025 from the fund reserves to the fund materials and supplies operating account and authorizing its expenditure to the Friends of the Library for the newspaper digitizing project.
Move to approve resolution number 06-21-1596.
Been moved. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Morrison, moved by Powell. Lisa.
Thank you. The community has greatly stepped up to the plate and donated $3,025 for the newspaper digitizing project. The editor of the Sentinel and the Friends of the Library have offered to apply for a grant from the Rasmussen Foundation and to provide additional matching funds to help finish that project. And so the feeling is that it would be best to take that money and have the Friends have control of it for the purposes of applying for that grant and moving this through to fruition to get this project done. So this is just a request to be able to spend that money for us to cut the check to the Friends of the Library for that purpose.
Any questions for Lisa on that? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Yes, Assembly Members Morrison?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor
Sunkow? Yes. Item 13G, resolution number 06-21-1597 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 2021 budget in the general fund by transferring up to $20,000 from the fund reserves to the Police Department capital expenditures account and authorizing its expenditure for the acquisition of a surplus Chevy Tahoe USFS law enforcement vehicle.
Move to approve resolution number 06-21-1597.
Been moved. We have a second.
Second.
Moved by Powell, seconded by Gilbert. Lisa?
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, the chief has been very proactive in trying to acquire a third Tahoe surplus from the U.S. Forest Service, and so it's ready to go in Petersburg for us to pick up. And we had this originally scheduled in the FY22 budget, but it's ready now, so we want to try to get it picked up. So we're amending this year's budget to be able to do that. I still don't understand why. Last time I hired the vehicles directly from the Forest Service, somehow this time it's been given to the state to run through their SERP. I don't understand, but Aaron has been corresponding with the state. There's a $1,500 premium we have to pay to the state for this vehicle. So it's like $14,500 for the vehicle. Now we're paying the state $1,500. So the reason I asked up to 20, we may not have to spend all it, but it's the shipping from Petersburg. It's the, you know, doing any other equipment we need to on the rig and the striping and, you know, other things that we have to swap out. So that's what that's for.
Any questions?
What year is it?
14. And usually, right now, you know, with the Tahoes, if you put about 150 to 170,000, they're still getting 10, 15 grand for them anywhere in there. It's for what we're paying and what we're getting. It's miles ahead of money. Last year for a brand new Ford Explorer, we paid over $50,000, which it's not a good buy for our community. We're better off doing it this way all day long.
Oh yeah.
Well, I really appreciate you looking and digging and doing this, because we were really faced with a crisis a few years back with our vehicles, and they're literally breaking down on the road. And so we've come a long way since then. So thanks, Chief. Any other comments or questions?
I have.
Yep. Assembly Member Morrison.
I would just very much like to see us get a depreciation schedule set up for our vehicles so that as they age out, we've got the money there to replace them. I know that's a dream, but...
Mr. Mayor, if I may, that is one thing, a major equipment and vehicle replacement plan. It's not something we have the ability to fully forward fund, but we certainly have the ability, if the Assembly would like to adopt this, to make small incremental investments each year into a major equipment and vehicle replacement fund and start making progress in that regard. That is something I actually tasked our public works director with doing, and it's on his list as soon as he gets some other things out of the way. So we're making progress in that way.
Okay, sounds good. Any other thoughts or questions? Hearing none, poll vote, please, Kim.
Sure. Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Persaud.
Yes. Item 14, attorney's file available for the assembly review at the borough clerk's office. Item 15, executive session, we have none. Item 15 and a half, Patty, what time did you say?
8:38.
Oh, item 16, adjournment.
And he told me. You told me.
Did 8:02. Thank you.
Did I say anything?
No, you didn't say anything. Patty.